Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Kachava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's kachava.com, code FITNESS.
Moncrief on News Talk.
OnlyFans models, who may have hundreds of thousands of followers, outsource their private messaging obligations to teams of so-called chatters. But who are these people? And what exactly do they do to earn their keep? Joining me now is freelance journalist Lara Bowman, who's been investigating this for The Times in the UK. Good afternoon, Lara. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. I don't know where to begin with our audience and how much they would know. Maybe do you think we'd need to explain what OnlyFans are for a start?
I mean, maybe. My dad doesn't really know what it is. But, well, that's what he says. It's basically a creator platform, a lot of which is quite saucy, I guess, where people post sort of supposedly homemade videos, that sort of thing. People pay a subscription to be able to see that.
And it's called OnlyFans because it's just purely for the fans.
I guess so, yeah. I never really thought about that before, yeah.
And of late, I've read kind of celebrity type people. Lily Allen, I think at one point, was talking about posting photographs of her feet, I think, on one side. And she was pointing out painfully that she was making more money from that than she was from Spotify streaming, if I remember.
Yeah, there's a few, I think, who've sort of dabbled with it. It's sometimes feet, it's sometimes a bit, it's sometimes not feet.
Yes.
But
I think mostly not feet, really.
So
the people who are making a lot of money would probably be glamour model type people. And they would have hundreds of thousands of followers. And that's where these people, the chatters, come in. So who are the chatters?
Yeah, so it's a really interesting one. Basically, actually, what seems to be the case is most of the money isn't made by subscriptions, but by sort of once you subscribe, you technically can chat to the models and people then tip for sort of supposedly exclusive content, if that makes sense. But obviously, if you've got 300,000 fans, you can't really feasibly be chatting to all of them all day. So these agencies of chatters who pretend to be the models have sprung up. And what they do is they basically flirt, build relationships 24 hours a day with sort of punters, and then have a backlog of material that's not on the main page that they can sort of feed off for tips. But in order to do that, they have to log information about these people. So anything from, like, obviously the obvious, like, can I say kink?
Yes, I think we can.
Okay. To payday, to where they live, to that sort of thing. So, especially because they're trying to mimic, like, pretend that it's been the same person chatting to them all the time, which
right.
often hasn't.
How would you would log on to somebody who has 300,000 followers and think that she is talking directly to you at 4 in the morning is startling, really, isn't it? but people are believing it. And
enough people to be making money, yeah.
Yeah, and chatters, that's a new, genuine way of making money, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of chatters are in developing countries and aren't paid very much. But then I met a girl called, well, it's not a real name, but I called her Rosie in the piece, who's a Londoner. Well, she grew up in Kent and she makes pretty good money. She did English Lit at uni and sort of does, she's found a niche where she can use some of that skill set.
Yeah.
And do it from home because she's got a young son.
And is she making good money?
Like 50-60k mainly commission.
By talking to people online and pretending to be an OnlyFans model and taking their details and their kinks and trying to get them to tip. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It is, but it also kind of isn't.
Yeah.
I feel.
No, I know what you mean.
I know that sounds a bit weird.
I saw a quote from her in your article. She said, "I'm aware I'm a cog in a ruthless machine, milking human loneliness. You'd think it would abate my own loneliness, but it just makes me feel empty. I live in a fog of shame, but with a child, that's what you've got to do." Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's because she's got a child who's got quite severe special needs. So she used to have quite a, she was a copywriter, and then had to give that up. And I think feels quite, something really interesting she said as well is the father left, and I think that helped her justify it in her brain for a little bit. But it's a really tough situation.
Right. They're falling foul of the High Court, aren't they?
So actually, interestingly, one of the things that struck me about the High Court thing was that actually the High Court battle is a bit techie, but the chatting agencies use these software platforms, who are the ones battling in the High Court, to be able to log on to lots of accounts at the same time. And the data, the rather personal data, is stored in these systems. And one of the software companies has been accused of nicking all the data points to try and attract the agencies across. But something that really struck me was the fact that no one seemed to be that bothered about the fact that the data was being taken anyway. But the judge went into quite a lot of detail about how all of this works within his judgment.
It's kind of data harvesting, isn't it?
Yeah. And like, I think is, you know, people just, a lot of people have no idea this is going on. Interestingly, there's a court case in the US where two guys did clock on and they're suing OnlyFans for saying sort of, you know, you were false selling. We thought we were talking to the models, although one of them apparently just wanted to share cheese recipes.
They're going to stand up and try and sue an only by admitting to the fact that they really believe they were talking of the 300 people online. I really thought she was talking to me.
Exactly. But like, that is sort of, it did make me think that is the situation. So even if you clock on and you're rather annoyed about it, like, most people don't want to bring a big court case and have their name all over.
Yeah.
That, you know, and it's not necessarily an option for everyone. Like, there's not a huge amount of recourse, I guess.
Right. It's a fascinating world, though, isn't it? Things that didn't exist 5 or 6 years ago, which are just so endemic now, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's because I guess the thing with OnlyFans was USP was supposed to be sort of like the personalization of porn, that like cutting out all the other people. But I guess, like, sounds rather sort of cynical, but, you know, if there's lots of money to be made, it's likely to be capitalized on.
Yeah, exploited. And while Rosie, as you called her, is making 50 or 60,000, once you go down that food chain, people are making tiny amounts of money doing this, aren't they?
Yeah. So, you know, there was, you know, people have admitted, runners of the chatting agencies, you know, because obviously if you employ someone in the Philippines, you can legally pay them $1 to $2 an hour, you know, which on a purely financial level can seem attractive. I think there's, I mean, also quite interestingly, there's like Rosie, for instance, has quite a lot of freedom with what she says, but a lot of people are very much like, you have to stick to the script. They have specific copywriters who write these scripts.
Yeah.
Gosh,
sounds like soul destroying work now, in fairness. Lara, it's absolutely fascinating. And thanks very much for joining us today to tell us all about it. Lara Bowman there. Lovely talking to you, Lara. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Kachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Kachava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to kachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's kachava.com, code FITNESS.